Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police responded to the intersection of F and Trinity Streets Thursday evening after a fatal traffic collision occurred between a vehicle and a bicyclist. A Chevrolet pickup was traveling westbound on Trinity when a male bicyclist failed to stop at a stop sign while headed north on F Street and rode into the path of the pickup. The man was then transported to the hospital for treatment but would later succumb to his injuries. The investigation into the collision is ongoing. However, DUI is not considered as a factor in the crash. The victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A passerby contacted the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office after they discovered remains on Redwood Grove in Hoopa Thursday night. Sheriff's deputies, as well as the Criminal Investigation Division and the Coroner's Office, responded to the scene to confirm that the remains were human. Law enforcement recovered the remains, and the details surrounding the incident remain scarce as the investigation is underway. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City responded to the scene of a traffic collision that resulted in a pedestrian being sent to the hospital with major injuries on Thursday. The collision occurred when the driver of a Toyota was headed southbound on Summer Lane north of Washington Boulevard, and 58-year-old Tina Ramslin was traveling west crossing Summer Lane. The driver did not see Ramslin and his vehicle struck her, causing major injuries. She was then transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The collision remains under investigation by Crescent City CHP. The Sheriff's Office released an updated version of Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list this morning. Posted on the list are Jason Durrett, Lindsay Yee, Shane Maupin, Charles Magpie, as well as Seth Mallow and Andrania Rice, who are all wanted on charges ranging from drug possession, weapons charges, and vehicle theft. Anyone with information related to the individuals listed are asked to contact authorities. The Sheriff's Office releases additional information related to last week's hash lab explosion. Dan Squire has more.
The investigation into the cause of an explosion at a house in the 3800 block of D Street in Eureka last Thursday is ongoing. The blast, due to a suspected hash lab found inside the residence, blew out a wall and left 24-year-old Yucaipa resident Jacob Yarian with burns on his torso and head. Yarian was taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, and investigators believe the explosion was due to a leak in a butane tank that was being used in the manufacture of honey oil hash. The primary resident of the house has been identified as Asriel Aquart, who was out of town when the explosion occurred. No arrests have been made as of yet, and the investigation is ongoing.
Thank you, Dan. Today, the Animal Control Division of the Sheriff's Office opened an investigation into a case of animal cruelty committed against a dog that was reported last week. Last Thursday, a local vet notified the Sheriff's Office that a 1-year-old German Shepherd Husky mix had his leg partially amputated, and the amputation most likely occurred months prior. The person responsible has not been identified or located. Surgery for the dog is required to completely remove the leg. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, Humboldt County officials launched a new online application called Open Budget, which will allow residents to access information and data on the county's budget. In an effort to create more transparency with the community, the application will present fiscal information such as revenue sources, yearly expenditures, and information on how Measure Z revenue is being spent. Residents can also use graphs and tables, and other accessible data can be available for download. You can access the application by visiting the county website. With rain showers expected through at least Saturday, travelers are urged to check road conditions before they travel for the weekend. Flooding is in effect at Berta Road, Elk River Road, Hookton Road at Eel River Drive, as well as Jacoby Creek Road and Glendale Drive. The water has receded on Freshwater Road and is no longer flooding. Highway 96, 3 miles south of Hoopa, remains controlled to one-lane traffic due to slide activity as well, and the slide activity closed down school operations throughout the day for the Klamath-Trinity Joint Unified School District. Law enforcement are looking for two suspects that attempted to rob the Shell gas station on South Broadway Thursday morning, and those two suspects might be responsible for another robbery at the 76th gas station in McKinleyville about an hour later. The suspects fled from the Shell station empty-handed, however they stole cash and other merchandise from the 76th station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The description of the suspects and the weapon used in the two incidents are a match, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.